God's people are different in many respects. Oftentimes, the differences amongst God's people are manifested in the knowledge of Christian doctrine. Some of you know quite a bit about the Christian faith. You've studied, and you know the tenets of Christianity pretty well. And God be praised for that. But others of you may not feel that way. You realize you have some things to learn and are a bit fuzzy even on the basics. That's also a great place to be, realizing you're a student of Scripture and willing to learn. God be praised for that. And also know this, it doesn't know how much you know. There's always more to learn. We are all students of the faith, something as a pastor I am finding out all the time. Some of you are diaper Lutherans, a term designating those of us who have always held the Lutheran confession from baptism onward. Some of you may be new to Lutheranism. God brought you into it later in life, and now here you are. What matters is not where you've been, but where you end up. What is your confession in faith when you die? That's the real question. And it's not just knowledge and time in a particular confession that distinguishes God's people. His people also are of different ethnicities and cultures. Christianity certainly isn't just in the United States. God's people are all over the world, which shouldn't surprise us, given God's promise that his gospel is sure to go throughout the world, and people will hear that gospel, and by God's word, they will be brought to faith. Despite the many, many differences, there is one thing that all of God's people have in common. Something that unites us and makes us his. And that is the believer possesses the name of God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By faith, you possess it. It was given to you in holy baptism. It is a name God has put on you when he sealed you for redemption. If this reminds you of the brand an animal receives, you know, marking it as belonging to a particular owner, then you're not far off. God has sealed you, putting his name, his stamp on you, and saying, you belong to me. And this name is the name of salvation. It is a name you can call upon in every trouble. It's a name you can rest and rely upon, a name that marks you as belonging to God in Christ. By having this name, by having Jesus, you are washed, you are forgiven. That's what it means to live in your baptism. It means to live in the name of God. It is to live as a Christian, living by faith in the God who has made you his own. By possessing his name, living by faith in him and his promises, you are his child, forgiven, and he hears every word you cry out. I've had people say to me, you know, stuff like, since you have a direct line to God, I want you to pray for such and such. I'm always happy to pray for anything. And I do try to make a point. If I say to you, I will pray for you, I will pray for that person, I really try to make a point to do it. But this notion that a pastor has a direct line to God over and above the lay person is simply not true. It's not true because of this. Friends, God does not hear our prayers because of a particular work we do. It's not why he hears you. In the Old Testament lesson, the epistle, and even the psalm assigned for Sunday, We see a gracious God who, out of his love, answer his people. Not because of their righteousness or a particular vocation, but because he hears those that he has redeemed, those who have faith in him. Let's begin with the Old Testament lesson. In it, from Deuteronomy 26, we hear the people of Israel confess these words. They say, quote, "We cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm." Here, God's people call upon him for help, and he listens because he is gracious and he is kind, and he promises to listen to you, his children. In the psalm for Sunday, we hear God say, "When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him." The Father hears the Son when he prays. Jesus prays to his heavenly Father a lot throughout the scriptures. As the Father hears his prayers, he hears those who pray in Christ, those who have the righteousness of God by faith. And finally, in the epistle reading, it's even more specific regarding how God hears you. We hear this from the epistle lesson, quote, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Right. It's from Romans 10. God's people are different in very, very many ways, way too many to mention here. But the entire church belonging to Christ has this in common, and that is, everyone who calls upon his name shall be saved. Calling upon that name means having faith in Jesus that he is Lord, and that your Lord suffered for you, and he died for you to redeem you, forgive you, and save you from sin and even death. Calling upon the name means repenting of sin, believing your God is merciful and slow to anger. He pardons you of sin because of Jesus and his sacrificial work on the cross. Your Lord Jesus has your sins. He has all of them. The devil can take it up with him. I had a phone conversation this past week with a family member who informed me of two people that we mutually know, who have been stricken with cancer. Both of these individuals sadly give no evidence of bearing the name of God and trusting in that name. In fact, one of them has made it clear that his God is not the God of Holy Scripture. And as we were talking, I shared with this family member what the real problem was with these two individuals. "It's not the cancer ravaging their body," I said. "But their real problem is in the heart. The heart should be our chief concern. My prayer for them isn't just for physical healing, it is, but also a healing of the heart." Where is your heart? Where is your heart? In Romans we hear from the epistle, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." The heart that believes is the heart that is healed, the heart that is forgiven, the heart that is pure. Believing in what your God in Christ has done for you means by faith you call upon the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and you trust that you are righteous because of Jesus and the righteousness he puts upon you in those baptismal waters when he brings you into his name, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A heart given that gift of faith is the heart that cries out and clings to that mighty name that God gives his people. I conclude with this. No matter the trials, no matter the sins, the guilt, the shame, God has granted you, O Christian, salvation and a name you can call upon in any time, any place, no matter what the circumstances. This is the name of salvation, his name that his people bear, no matter what the culture, ethnicity, age, and experience. God gives this gift. He gives it, and faith always grabs it. Praise be to him for saving us through the work of Jesus. Because of Jesus, you have peace. Because of Jesus, your sins are taken away. And your God always hears you. And one day, he will do it. He will take you from this world to live with him in paradise forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, may it guard and may it keep your hearts in Christ Jesus from now into life everlasting. Amen.